Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Sadika. All right, so last week, some of you all might have noticed I did not upload an episode. And I might just say, you know, last week was more of a moment of silence, especially to all the departed souls, all those individuals that have, you know, died in the course of all the war that's happening all over the world. If you look at the world right now, you notice there's a very negative cloud of you know, sorrow, you know, just hanging and hovering around, hovering above, you know what I'm saying? There's too many people caught up in crossfires. There's too many people caught up in war. There's too many souls that, you know, depart. And I'm talking about children, women, men, all kinds of human beings out there just losing their lives. And so I took some time to reflect and actually think about what's happening out there. You know, you can imagine a country that calls itself a democracy brutally murdering citizens who come out to protest, you know, high cost of living, to protest overtaxation, to protest corruption. You know what I'm saying? These, the same individuals that voted you in to office, not to power. Power belongs to the people. But the same people that voted you to office and told you, hey, listen, you sold us your vision. We liked your vision. Now we're going to put you in place. We're going to give you all the tools. Go out there, do a good job for us, represent us, you know what I'm saying? Shield us. Be there for us, you know what I'm saying? We're choosing you as our leader. And it's the same people that you actually use rogue law enforcement officers to brutally murder. Yeah, so that gave me a reason to actually sit back and actually reflect, you know, and my soul and my heart, you know, goes out to all those families of all those people all around the world that have been affected by war, by untimely and uncouth, barbaric acts of violence, you know. So, yeah. It is what it is. Now, before I dive right into today's topic, I just want to let you all know real quick that there's a very fine line between being courteous, between being cordial, and just being outright, all out, weird. Yeah? You know, I keep saying, you know, the Chronicles of the Gym. If I start creating episodes and series about all the things that I witness in the gym, you know, the gym is just quite a place, right? There's this dude that walks up to me every single day. He's been doing it for the past 3 weeks now. He walks up to me and he tells me the same exact thing. When he told me this the first time, I was really, really happy because I was like, damn, okay, this is some good energy. I can literally feel the fruits of me putting out good energy. I can experience it. It is really dope. Dude walks up to me for the first time ever. And you know how it started is, you know, I'm training in the gym and dude is like, hey, bro, how many sets you got left? I'm like, hey, listen, hop on it. I'm actually done. Ah, dope. Oh, nice pump, bro. I'm trying to get like you. I'm like, bro, nah, I'm just trying to get like you. Now, of course, I'm not trying to get like you. But obviously, you know, it's just, it's called the gym terminology. The gym bro terminology. Yeah, just trying to look like you. But you ain't trying to look like them, eh? It's just courtesy. Yeah, so it started like that, you know, just a few, you know, waves from afar. And then it grew into, you know, something closer, you know, something more cordial, you know, some mutual respect going on. So this dude comes up to me and he tells me, now I'm talking about the first instance, he's like, hey, listen, man, I just want to let you know that I see you all the time here and your energy is always on point and you're a great individual. And I just want to say I appreciate you. And every time I see you, I'm a happy person, you know, because you make me feel happy. I'm like, damn, that's quite some feedback. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that dope feedback. And I appreciate that for real. So he tells me that the first time, and it's really dope. Now, here's the thing. Why would you tell me that the second time and the third time and the fourth time all the way till the 30th time, bro? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, bro. Have you ever seen a broken record that's stuck on a loop of some really, really specific lyrics that you've mastered? You've mastered these lyrics word by word. How long would you listen to this broken record before it gets actually really, really irritating? You know what I'm saying? And now that's when you stop being nice and cordial and respectful and you start being creepy. So of late, I've been seeing this dude and I'm like, damn, this dude is creepy. Here comes a creepy dude. You know what I'm saying? Sneaking up on me when I'm training. And I made it very clear up in this podcast that, you know, I'm the type of person, I don't want to spend 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute wasting my time when I'm about to train. I'm all about that grind. I don't want anything that's, you know, making me lose my focus. I purchase a hoodie, you know, just the top part. You all understand, right? Just the top part, because obviously you're putting on a hoodie during training. For me, that's like, you know, you get too hot. I can't do that, right? So I purchase a hoodie, just the top part, just so I can communicate to individuals that understand that body language. That's like me saying, listen, I'm not trying to speak to you. And then I got my headphones on top of it, and that's it. It's a wrap. It's like, yo, just give the brother some space, right? The dude creeps up to me and he's touching me and he's like, you know, he's trying to speak to me and he's like, bro, I just want to tell you something. Now I'm looking at him. This time, I no longer have that smile. Because first and foremost, why are you interrupting my workout? Number two, are you about to tell me the same thing you've been telling me for the past month? And when he starts saying the same things, I just cut him short. I'm like, listen, bro, you've told me this before, and I really, really appreciate it. Okay? Now, listen to me. You don't have to tell me the same thing every single day because I literally understood what you said for the past 3 weeks straight. All right? And here's the thing, at times you just gotta drop the act and just be very straightforward with people. Just tell them the truth, because it's like, bro, what do you stand to lose anyway? So I tell him and I'm like, listen, bro, please let me just finish my workout and you just have a good day, right? Now, I briefly spoke about this in a previous episode and I just want to follow up with some more information. Why is it that the education system worldwide has been designed to churn out some really, really top professionals in the workforce, some really, really top professionals, some really, really great employees, you know what I'm saying? Some really, really brilliant individuals that will aid and assist in building other people's companies, projects, or so, you know, and all of that. Now, I need you to understand something. I am not in any way, shape, or form taking a dig at employment, but I just want to try to understand, you know, what kind of fulfillment do you get from grinding throughout the year, right? grinding throughout the year, you know, putting in so much work into somebody else's business vision, enterprise, project, right? And of course, you're getting compensated for your time. But then it's like, okay, you've been putting in so much work, you have earned a vacation. Take this time off and go for a few weeks. Enjoy some time off with your family and then come back and repeat the cycle. Or you feel unwell, check with the HR department and get you a sick leave that is signed. Or you feel stressed. Well, there's nothing I can do about it because you're contracted to actually fulfill this mandate. So here's the thing. Do you know what the rat race is? Right? You know, if you want to understand escaping the rat race, just in a brief overview, you know, this is about achieving financial freedom. Financial freedom means that you can take care of yourself and your loved ones without having to commit to all those long work hours. You know what I'm saying? You get to a place where your money works for you, right? So where your passive income actually exceeds your expenses. So you don't have to really work for some bills that are literally taking up everything. I see in countries where there's a lot of taxation, I see people's payslips. Right? It's like, you know, the government takes pretty much everything, leaves you with just enough to pay those bills and just enough to keep in your pocket just until, you know, the other month, the other salary comes in on the next month. And it's not an easy place to be at, you know what I'm saying? If you can actually live life on your terms, this pretty much involves breaking away from that traditional 9-to-5, yeah? If you can get financial stability and personal fulfillment, then you can safely assert that you have escaped the rat race. So pretty much the rat race refers to that cycle of working long hours and living paycheck to paycheck and feeling trapped in a job that may actually not align with your passions or values. Have you ever been in a place where you put in the work, but you understand that, hey, you know what, the paycheck is dope, right? It's going to cover my bills, right? But the truth is, that place does not really, really align with your values, with the things you believe in deep down, you know what I'm saying? And these are the type of situations that lead to stress. They lead to burnouts. You know, that lack of work-life balance might actually drive some people to depression. And that is why I take this situation very seriously. And this topic, I actually take it very seriously, right? Now, one of the key steps to actually escaping the rat race is educating yourself financially. In my home library, when I was putting together a library, I invested a lot in material that gave me an in-depth overview on finances. Now, I understand the School of Bliss podcast isn't really about finances, but we could take a quick, sharp detour and touch on the basics, you know, from time to time. And, you know, the thing about financial education is you want to look at concepts like budgeting, you want to look at investing, you want to look at passive income, you want to look at asset allocation, you know what I'm saying? Now, once you learn how to manage your cash wisely, you can literally start building wealth and creating a very solid foundation that, you know, your family, your loved ones can actually benefit from, right? Building multiple streams of income is actually very key. It is very essential to diversify your income streams. You know, you hear all the time, start a side hustle, you know, start your own hustle. Listen, if you're putting in work in your 9-to-5 and you're not putting in work into something else that you're passionate about, the truth is you're not motivated. You know what I'm saying? You're unmotivated. It's not that you lack the time, it's just that you don't have enough, you know, you don't have enough motivation. That's just the truth. I wouldn't go into the nitty-gritties of which side hustles you can get into, but I just want to say that, you know, having multiple sources of income will definitely reduce your reliance on that single paycheck, you know, and that's the type of financial security that you're looking for as an individual. And when I talk about investing, you know, it's very crucial actually to put your money and let it, you know, let your money work for you while you're asleep, literally. You know, personally, I'm delving very deep into stocks and bonds, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the bigger picture, I'm looking at the future, right? So it's very important to develop these long-term investment strategies that align with your financial goals, right? And also your risk tolerance, because, you know, there's some people out here that, you know, don't want to take that leap of faith. You don't want to take risks, but somehow you want to be up there, you know. Here's the reality, you know, you got to take risks. You got to take risks. And all those people that you see doing big things take risks every single day. It's part of a game. You have to. There's two types of mindsets. There's the fixed mindset and there's the growth mindset. So the growth mindset is out there seeking challenges, you know, seeking opportunities for growth, you know, being open to learning new skills, being ready to step out of that comfort bubble and, you know, just take that leap of faith, be outside the comfort zone, be uncomfortable for a while. You know, that's the growth mindset. An individual that knows, hey, listen, I'm going to sit down here and I'm going to work on this and this. By next year, I'm trying to be in this place. And if you look at yourself and you're stuck in one place for a very long time because you're actually afraid of the unknown, that could be a sign of, you know, having a fixed mindset. But if you keep moving on, you keep looking for greater, better, better, better as you grow, then that could be a good sign that, you know, you have this growth mindset. And the thing about the fixed mindset is going to sit down and be like, listen, I'm good at this. This is what I know. This is what I'm going to pursue. And I'm going to stay in this comfort zone, this little bubble, and I'll make sure it doesn't bust and I'll hold on with my everything. But here's what you fail to understand. You know, with a fixed mindset, you don't experience growth. Nobody ever experienced growth from their little bubble of comfort. So you've got to be out there. If you're seeking growth, if you're seeking to escape that rat race, you've got to put yourself out there. You know what I'm saying? You've got to decide, hey, listen, enough is enough. I'm done with this shit. This is my new strategy. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to make this new strategy. And I'm going to actually have a vision board that's going to be somewhere I can look at every single day. When I get in bed, when I wake up, I want to have this vision board right here where I can see it and see exactly what I'm working on, what I'm working towards, and stay in check with my goals, with my values, right? And part of staying in check, you know, is actually looking around you. Look at all those things that you just bought because you were bored. Really, really, look around you. There's a bunch of garbage that you don't need, but you bought it because you know it was accessible, or because you know you thought it was really cheap. But the truth is, after you buy it, then you realize, oh damn, I actually don't need this thing, and I can do without it, you know. And that's why it's very important to set very clear goals and priorities. If you want to escape the rat race, it's very important to set clear goals, especially financial goals. You know, you sit down and you ask yourself, okay, as an individual, what does financial freedom mean to you? You know, and then you want to create a roadmap to achieve those goals. And then you want to stay focused. You know, I'm talking about tunnel vision type focus. You know, and then obviously, you know, as life goes by, at times you might need to do a quick review. You might need to do some adjustment. Because life happens, life is constant, right? So as long as you're staying on track, you know, feel free to make some adjustments here and there. Do some regular reviews. And at the end of the day, as long as you're working towards the goal, that's the most important part. So even as I wrap this up, I want to let you know real quick that, you know, escaping the rat race is actually a journey, you know. It requires dedication, it requires persistence, but above everything, it requires some patience as well and a willingness to step out of that comfort bubble, that little comfort zone, step out of that place, right? So, you know, by taking control of your finances, building multiple streams of income, investing wisely, and prioritizing your personal growth, you can create a life of financial freedom and fulfillment. You know what I'm saying? Because I look at you know, how things are set up. It's like put in the work for so many years. We'll give you breaks every year, you know, but just put in the work so many years. And then when you're old and frail, we'll set you free to go out there and enjoy life. Oh my God, bro. I think about it every time. I'm like, damn, does it really have to be this way though, right? So it's all about taking control of your life. It's about chasing your dreams. But listen, scrap off the chasing bit. I told you all last time, why are you chasing? Pursuing is the thing. You're pursuing your dreams. Chasing, pursuing, listen, pursuing sounds much better, right? Yeah, so you're pursuing your dreams. You're breaking free from the cycle of monotony that our folks went through. For those of you whose folks went through, right? The same thing. Put in the work, retire, you know, raise a family, take them to school, enjoy some vacations here and there. You know, but at the end of the day, you sit down with this individual, they tell you, hey, listen, live life to the fullest. Life ain't that long though, right? Because then you get old and frail and then you're like, okay, for what? For what? Right? So pursue what truly fulfills you, right? And create a life that excites you every single day. I look at individuals that work their jobs, but they actually really love their jobs. They look forward to the day. And, you know, that makes me feel happy for them. Really, really happy for them. Because I'm like, listen, then you pretty much don't have to work. I met an individual and I spoke to them and I was like, how do you not feel burnt out? And he told me, listen, it's simple. I love what I do. That was so powerful. I was hoping he was going to tell me, hey, listen, man, the paycheck is dope. But listen, he told me, I love what I do. I really love what I do. That was it. I was like, boss, case closed. Dope. That's some dope shit, right? So yeah, be out there, be bold, you know, carve out a future for you, for your youngins, for your loved ones, right? A future that resonates with your passions and aspirations. But above everything, you got this, right? You got this. You got the power within you. And if you assemble your tools and actually create a proper strategy, there's absolutely nothing that's going to put you down that you can't do, right? So go out there, be badass in every aspect of your being. Colin Sadika, signing out.